Weiner vows to stop California bill requiring schools to inform parents about gender transition. By Joel B. Polak on March 14, 2023. California State Senator Scott Weiner, D. San Francisco, is vowing to stop a proposed bill that would require schools to inform parents in writing that their children have chosen to change their gender identity. The bill, AB 1314, proposed by Assemblyman Bill S. Ailey, R. Norco, would provide that the parents and guardians of pupils enrolled in public schools have the right to be notified in writing within 3 days from the date any teacher, counselor, or employee of the school becomes aware that their child is doing either of the following. I. Identifying at school as a gender that does not align with the child's sex on their birth certificate, other official records, or sex assigned at birth. 2. Using sex-segregated school programs and activities, including athletic teams and competitions, or using facilities that do not align with the child's sex on their birth certificate, other official records, or sex assigned at birth. The bill is motivated by the case of physical education teacher Jessica Tapia, according to NBC Palm Springs, who was fired after challenging a school district policy that required her to lie to conceal information from parents about students who wanted to transition to a different gender. She is currently suing the Haruba Unified School District. State Senator Weiner, who led the effort to make California a sanctuary state for minors seeking transgender drugs and surgery, vowed to make sure that the DeSantis-style bill would never become law in his state. That prompted a response from Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, who has battled Weiner in the past. Weiner has often led the effort to pass radical bills on sex and gender, as Breitbart News has previously noted. Weiner proposed a law that reduced the criminal penalties for adults convicted of having underage oral or anal sex with minors if they are within 10 years of age of each other, and if the victim is above 14 years old. Specifically, the law gave judges discretion as to whether to compel those convicted to register as sex offenders if the anal or oral sex was consensual, despite the minor being below the age of consent, which is 18 in California. Weiner defended the law as being necessary to correct a disparity in California's criminal code that allowed the same discretion for judges in cases of statutory rape involving heterosexual or penile vaginal intercourse. Weiner has also authored other controversial legislation, including a recently enacted law making California a sanctuary state for children seeking gender-affirming surgery or drugs without parental consent. In addition, Weiner co-sponsored a 2017 law reducing criminal penalties for those who intentionally infect others with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, through consensual, but not informed, sexual intercourse. Another law proposed by Weiner, which took effect this year, restricted police officers from arresting sex workers for loitering, and has been blamed for a recent explosion of street prostitution in Los Angeles, including prostitution that involves apparent sex slavery by minors. The new bill proposed by S. Ailey has little chance of becoming law, since Democrats hold a supermajority in both chambers of the state legislature. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudill, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.